birds are asleep, the cock is not crowing, the neighbors are dreaming, and no music is playing. We don't mind because it's story time. Welcome to another Kazo's Planet episode, and this week we're reading Swahili in Part 5, Family. Feel free to click the link in the show notes for the free PDF. In Swahili, I call my dad Baba. In Swahili, I call my mom Mama. In Swahili, I call my sister Dada. In Swahili, I call my brother Kaka. Mama drives a red car. Baba likes to play guitar. Dada likes to wear her dress. And Kaka's room is always a mess. Baba's brother is called Mjomba. Mama's sister is called Shangazi. Mjomba and Shangazi's child is my cousin. In Swahili, I call him Binamu. Baba likes to call Mjomba. Shangazi always brings mandazi. Binamu comes over for sleepovers. We watch cartoons all night. Baba's mother is called Nyanya. Mama's father is called Babu. Babu calls me Mjuku. Nyanya calls me Mjuku. Shangazi likes to visit Babu. Nyanya has a lot of chickens. Mama works with Mjomba, and Babu's car is green. Baba na Mama, Mom and Dad. Kaka na Dada, brother and sister. Mjomba and Shangazi, uncle and aunt. Babu na Nyanya, grandpa and grandma. Mjuku, grandchild. Binamu, cousin. That's what I call my family when I think of them in Swahili. Do you recognize some names?
Hi Kadzo, it's your Shangazi Akinyi. I always seem to miss you when I call. Remember you told me to tell you something interesting about Uganda when I traveled there? Well, I'm here and I just learned a new word. I told my taxi driver I'd like to go to Kabaka's palace. He said, Kale, let's go. At the hotel, when I asked the waiter for my bill, he said, Kale, I'm bringing it to you shortly. My friend Dembe also told me, Kale, I'm coming to pick you up. I really wondered what Kale meant. Dembe explained that it's how Ugandans say okay. So the taxi driver was saying, okay, let's go. The waiter was saying, okay, I'm bringing it shortly. And Dembe was saying, okay, I'm coming to pick you up. So if you ever find yourself in Uganda, it'll save you a lot of trouble to remember that Kale means okay. It's how you say sawa back home in Kenya. I'll be in Rwanda next week and I'll tell you something about that place as well. I really miss you and I can't wait to see you again. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. The birds are asleep, the cock is not crowing, the neighbors are dreaming, and no music is playing. We don't mind because it's story time.